IT Broadcast Studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
That's not Donny Osmond. That's the metal version, guys. In studio with us, Caleb and Taylor are both here from Man Up. There you go. I told you I had a little surprise for you.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah. Had you heard that?
Not that version.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up watching the original Donny Osmond version.
I went to go find it. I said metal? And I was never a metalhead. But I just had to hear it.
No, I like that. That got me pumped up. Thank you, Steve.
Hey, there you go. Listen, tonight at Calvary Church is Man Up. Now, listen, I mentioned it's at Calvary Church, and Calvary oversees that ministry. But this is a community ministry. We mention it every time. And Taylor, for years now, months, years.
Almost 2 years.
Yeah. We've made that clear, and we've seen guys from, you know, all over.
Yeah, absolutely. No, our heart for Man Up, again, like Steve said, this is a event that is, we crafted it, we host it for men at Calvary, but ultimately this is just for men. And I would even say this, if you're listening and maybe you're not even a believer, you're still trying this out, I would say come on over, just get some food. If anything, come get a free meal. Food is stinking expensive in this economy, so come get a free burger.
Right. Or yeah, is it? And did we decide that off there?
Oh, burgers, yeah,
burgers,
okay. Burgers and dogs.
Okay, so there you go. But hey, I'm going to let you introduce the newest member of the Man Up team.
That's right, that's right. So on the air with us is Caleb Mara. Say hi, Caleb.
How you guys doing?
So Caleb, he recently joined our team here with Man Up, and primarily his focus just with the church is he's building up an athletics ministry, Athletes in Christ. So maybe give us like a brief introduction.
Yeah, Caleb. It's going to be really cool. So my name is Caleb Mara. I was blessed to play college football for the University of New Mexico past 4 years. And now I get a great opportunity to serve here on the pastoral team under Pastor Taylor and all our great pastors. And I get to start an athletics ministry. I get to start clubs. And so if you guys are at high schools, and I'll be coming by, and it's just going to be, the club name is going to be Athlete in Christ. And we're going to be talking about Jesus, talking about being an athlete, and combine them too.
Nice. Okay, so is this a grassroots thing, or is it connected with any national ministry?
This is a grassroots thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. So tell me a little more. Is there more of a vision to share there, or stay tuned?
I think we can stay tuned. I mean, I'm really excited to see where God is going to go. We're at three schools, which I think I can share those schools.
Yeah, go for it.
We're at La Cueva High School, Rio Rancho High School, and Manzano High School. Okay. So if you guys are listening, you got kids that are going to those schools, or you're going to that school yourself, feel free to join. It's not specifically for athletes, so Anybody's welcome. We'll have food. It's going to be at lunch, and can't wait to see you guys.
Yeah, but we're thinking of kicking off back to school time next month.
Probably the month after your first week. I'm going to let you guys relax, and then we're going to go from there.
Okay. Well, so tell me if I'm off kilter here, but I think this is pretty close. I recorded an interview earlier today, which we'll be playing next month, but with a guest who, like myself, was a Young Life kid who met Christ through the ministry. It's a parachurch organization, for those not familiar. And like you said, Caleb, athlete or not, you're welcome.
Definitely.
And I always thought of Young Life being very similar to FCA. I think it sounds a lot alike, but an opportunity through athletics at schools to really get a foot in the door there and find some kids that are either struggling in their walk at church, or find these kids, man, that haven't darkened the doorway of the church in a long time or maybe ever.
Definitely.
Introduce Christ to them. So thanks for doing that, man. Yeah. And thanks for being part of Man Up. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Now, tonight, we already talked about the food. You can come out as early as 5:30 at 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. And not only the food prior to getting underway, but spending some time together, having conversations. And, you know, the other thing, Taylor, before we get into the rest of the activities for the evening, a reminder about the heart between or the heart of Man Up being that it's really what happens between the rallies. And how's that going? How can guys get involved in that? Or how can guys who have a heart for something, like Caleb, pick it up and run with it?
Well, I think, again, our vision for this is that real men's ministry is not tonight. I'll just say this. Let me burst that bubble. If you think that tonight the rally is men's ministry, we see this actually as just really the doorway into men's ministry. The best men's ministry happens around a table, over coffee, on a lunch break. We think that's the real men's ministry. So really, we're hoping that this is the catalyst to launch men into that. We'll have some of our team here who would love to connect you, especially if you do attend Calvary Church or want to be a part of one of our men's only groups. We'll have our team who would love to help connect you. Guys like Carl Garcia, Steve Gentry, those guys would love to get you plugged in. But I would say this, even if you come here, maybe you're not part of Calvary, but you're just like, hey, I kind of like what this is. I'd like to carry it on. Please, this is not something that we're trying to hold close to the chest. If you got some guys in your circle at your church that you attend, get them together. Simply just being together as men, talking about the deep things of life, the things that we all struggle with as men, honestly and safely, that is the real men's ministry. And we just hope that you leave inspired and excited to go do that wherever your context is.
So at 6:30, worship gets underway. And we say this almost every time, too. You know, for those who are old enough to have attended the old Promise Keepers events, stadium events, and to hear hundreds, thousands of men worshiping together our Lord, that is an experience. And that's something that really, I mean, I remember the very first Man Up, it was like, man, it's been a while. It's really something special.
It is.
Yeah. Now after the worship tonight, we'll hear a message. Is that you?
That's right. Yeah. So I'll be teaching a little message out of Luke chapter 6. We're going to talk straight about some issues. That again, that's the benefit of the men's rallies, is we can talk a little bit more candidly and honestly than you might get to when men and women aren't present in the congregation. So we need to talk about some stuff as men, I think. But even before that, Pastor Neil is going to talk to Pastor Antonio. If you've never met Antonio, former Marine. And they're just going to talk about discipline and the critical need for discipline in our lives, just as we're disciplined in trying to take care of our physical fitness, our mental wellness, our finances. We need to be disciplined spiritually as well.
And of course, that being the root word for disciple, which is a really important part of our walk in Christ. Not only that we get discipled if we've made a decision for Christ and get into the Word and grow in wisdom and stature just like he did.
Amen.
But after we're equipped, carry that on to someone new.
Yeah.
And disciple others. So there's going to be some great encouragement, like you said, tonight, Taylor. Now, looking down the highway here, some things being planned for Man Up in addition to the rallies, which, by the way, is September the next rally?
September is the next event. So I think even last time when Neil and I were on 2 months ago, we were able to kind of coyly talk about the conference. Well, we have a little bit more details that we can share. And I'm really excited. This is the first time that we as Man Up have ever held a conference. We'll hold the rallies every other month, but this is a big boy conference. Okay. This is a big boy thing.
An all day, a couple days?
It's going to be an all day thing. So all day Saturday. So Saturday morning into Saturday, kind of mid afternoon. So it's going to be a packed day. But I'm really excited for these guests. I think that these guests are powerhouses. We're going to have Daryl Strawberry. So Hall of Famer Daryl Strawberry, who, if you have not heard his testimony, it is incredible. A man who quite literally had it all. And then found that having it all without Jesus is just completely empty. So his story as well. We're going to have Nathan Finocchio. If you've ever listened to the TheosU podcast or checked out some of his meme pages, really incredible guy, former worship leader, pastor, teacher. And I think his word as well is going to be super timely and what we need to hear.
Okay. And we'll talk more and more about that right here on KLYT. September. Do we have a date in
September 14th?
Okay. The second weekend in September, September 14th. And again, those details will be posted at calvarynm.church on the events page, as well as on the KLYT events page. You should be able to find it there once we have all the details. And then our announcers will make sure to keep you regularly updated on that. Caleb, welcome to Man Up.
Thank you.
And officially, I mean, we've talked a couple times, but welcome to the staff at Calvary Church.
Thank you very much.
From a guy who's been here a little while.
Very, very excited.
Well, we're excited to see what God's going to do at the high school level in the schools. I mean, it's great to see the youth that show up on campus, but I can't tell you, we're going to have, you know, when you kind of have a little further down the road there, we'll have to have you in to talk about what's going on there and how the KLYT listener can be supportive of that just hear God doing great things, man. That's the next generation, man. It's so important. Thanks for investing in them.
Yeah, thank you, guys. It's going to be very excited. Looking forward to that.
All right. Well, Taylor and Caleb, Man Up tonight. It starts at 6:30, but get out here as early as 5:30, as Taylor and I already mentioned, for the burgers. And, you know, more importantly, the time of fellowship together. And as you're going through the rest of your day, don't show up alone if that's possible.
Yes, yeah. Bring someone. Bring that guy. Like, I was actually texting my neighbor, invited him last night. I'm going to text him quite actually literally once we're done here. Never invited him before. So, hey, find that guy in your life, your coworker, your brother, your whoever that is, and say, hey, why don't you come hang out with me 5:30, get a free burger, and we'll just vibe. It's going to be a good time.
Definitely.
All right. Well, keep us posted on the conference stuff. We'll get that stuff posted. And thank you guys both. All right. Hey, stick around. The rest of the show, we've got later in the show, we'll get our Friday financial update with Brian Cochran. We'll also get our Heritage Foundation update. Genevieve Wood is going to be talking about, as the elections draw near, some stuff to be considering. And right after the break, Cape, New Mexico, some homeschool stuff coming up. They've got a picnic on the way. We'll let you know more after this on ABQ Connect.